continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we say together the Gloria on page 356. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from the book of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. There were his attendants above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has been pardoned, and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm today will be Psalm 29, found on your insert. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods.
Ascribe to the Lord, glory to his strength.
Ascribe to the Lord, glory to his name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders.
The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice.
The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a cat.
And mount her like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord splits flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees wither.
And strips the forest bare.
And in the temple of the Lord,
all are crying in glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore.
The Lord shall give strength to his people.
The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
The second reading is from Romans. So then, brothers, sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born in the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you about earthly things and you did not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Can you imagine yourself in the throne room of God? Sometimes we see the throne room of God more like a courtroom, where God is the judge on his high seat, and the accuser is there, and I'm there trying to defend my actions throughout life. And the only picture I have in my mind is maybe a Supreme Court judgment, and not only am I the witness, but I'm the one who has to witness to what I have done to justify my actions. Or sometimes that throne room is seen more like a palace, where the king is there and everybody is, all his helpers are standing around praising and trumpets blaring, and we have to approach, and again, the judgment. Or sometimes we picture it like a great cathedral where we have to go forth down the center aisle, approaching God again, asking God's forgiveness. Isaiah today says that he had this vision. He envisioned himself in the throne room of God. Not by choice, he was placed there. And what he sees is the hem, the robe of God fills the space. And the space is filled with incense, with smoke. And then there's seraphs flying all around singing, "Holy, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. All of earth praises him." And Isaiah's immediate response is, "Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips." You know, when we think about being in front of God or communicating with God or hearing God, we think of the many ways in which God speaks to us. Like the song, I love that, the voice of God like mighty waters or the roar of thunder or the crashing of trees. Some of us hear the voice of God in nature. Maybe when we take a hike or see a waterfall, or maybe it's when we're on the tractor at sunset and just look at our fields and behold the glory of God. Some of us see or experience or know God through the sacrifice that our troops have made for us and continue to make for us. Some of us experience and know the glory of the Lord as we come together to share the sacraments, as we share together the bread. Or as we witness a baby or a 90-year-old man being baptized, and we sense the Holy Spirit's presence as that infant or old man is marked as Christ's own forever by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we experience or know God when we see the American flag flying and we know the freedom that we have been given.
freedom to be who we are, to know and to love the God that we know and love. And yet, here is Isaiah saying, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips, not feeling worthy to be in the throne room of God or to approach God. And yet, at that moment, he sees a seraph coming towards him with a tongue, and in the tongue is a burning ember that touches Isaiah's lips. And what the seraph says is, now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. In that moment, you know that you have been forgiven. And as soon as he experiences that, he hears God saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah responds, here am I. Send me. Every time we're called into God's presence, Jesus' presence, we feel the movement of the Holy Spirit. It is that call. Who is going to go for us? And we are invited to say, here am I. Send me. We're between two major actions in the church calendar. We have Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Ascension, and then Pentecost. All these glorious seasons of anticipation and waiting and hoping, and then the manifestation of the baby or the resurrection. And then the rest of the year is ordinary time. It's the green season. It's where we grow in our discipleship. But we have this one Sunday stuck in the middle. It's white because we're experiencing and knowing God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's Trinity Sunday, and it doesn't quite fall into the Easter season, nor does it fall into the ordinary time. It's a Sunday unto itself, where we get to explore, how do we know God? How do we experience Jesus in our life? And so today's readings, we have two examples. The first is Isaiah, who experiences God through visions and says, send me. The other example we have today is Nicodemus. And Nicodemus was a Pharisee, which means a teacher of the law, somebody who is learned and respected. And we hear about Nicodemus three times in Scripture. Today will be the first time. The next time is where Nicodemus is saying to the council, I'm not so sure we should judge him. And the third time is when he is with Joseph of Arimathea, and he's carrying the oil and the herbs to bury Jesus. But today is the first day that he's coming, and he comes in the night. He comes in secret. And he goes to Jesus and he says, I want to know you. Explain it to me. Help me to understand. And Jesus has this conversation with him, and poor Nicodemus is saying, so how is it that I'm born again from my mother's womb? How is it? And Jesus is saying, no, you're not quite getting it, and explaining it again. And Nicodemus was longing and yearning to know who Jesus is, to experience the presence of Jesus. And Jesus finally breaks it down and says, John 3:16, that we all know so well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Jesus is not saying you have to memorize all of Scripture or even the Ten Commandments. Jesus is not saying you have to stop all that bad behavior. Jesus is saying that those who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And in case we don't get that, don't understand it, he continues, indeed, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God sent Isaiah away to be cleansed, free of guilt and sin, God sent his son, Jesus, as a way that we may be freed from guilt and sin and have eternal life. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, nor us. But we think about the many, many ways that the world condemns us, and we listen to that voice, that we're not good enough, that we do things wrong, we say things wrong, we are wrong. Or I think of the many ways that society condemns us or leads us astray, the many voices that we hear that lead us into temptation or bring us to that time of trial. Those many voices that say, if only you used this shampoo, people would like you. If only you wore this clothing or took this vitamin. Or one of my favorites, if only you bought this kind of insurance, you wouldn't have bad things happen. Oh, wait a minute, bad things are going to happen, but I will be with you. And we buy into that. That if we buy that kind of insurance, we will be saved. And yet we know it's only through a relationship with Jesus. Jesus is the one who walks with us through those calamities. Jesus is the one who saves. And so on this Trinity Sunday, I can try to explain the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as a shamrock with the three leaves and one stem, or as a light bulb, and I don't quite get that one, you know, it's the filament in the glass and something, or a Milky Way bar, or is it Snickers, it's the chocolate and you're getting the nuts. What it really is a relationship. How we each experience and know God, know Jesus, know the Holy Spirit in our day-to-day lives. How we seek and yearn and long and then present ourselves. So what's stopping us? Are you too busy? You'll do it later. You don't need it. You're too lonely. You're too angry. And when are you going to just stop? And say, Lord, I long to know you. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to stand as you are able and join with me in professing our faith through the Nicene Creed found on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of People is Form 3, found on page 387 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Form 3. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church.
That we all be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Lynn, our priest.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let life perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially Seth, Bradley, Chris, Gail, Kimberly J, Don M, Jim L, Ray, Amanda and Billy, Bob R, Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Julian Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Brian, Cheryl, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Jim, for Brett, for Michael.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the confession found on page 360 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 360. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent.
For the sake of your Son, our Lord Christ,
have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and in all of your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated.
Some of you may have gotten the email, some of you may not. The vestry did meet last week, and at this point, we said we're following CDC guidelines. Whether you wear a mask or not is up to you. We are going to leave the tape in place for those who choose to remain masked, so it's easier for them to socially distance. The village-wide yard sale is next Friday and Saturday. We're still looking for helpers. If you have things that you want to donate, talk to Joni. You can sign up for a shift, talk to me. And if you have baked goods, talk to Leah. And I think that's it, right? Walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself to us, an offering and sacrifice to God. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thy own have we given. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For with your co-eternal Son and Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, in trinity of persons and in unity of being. And we celebrate the one and equal glory of you, O Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people. In your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, We remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country wherewith all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let's keep the feast. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come forward down the center aisle, please. Purell, as you come forward, receive the host, go back down the center aisles, and consume it once you're in your seat. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Post communion prayer is on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.